That morning, just as Wilbur fell asleep, Avery Arable wandered into the Zuckerman's front yard, followed by Fern. Avery carried a live frog in his hand. Fern had a crown of daisies in her hair. The children ran for the kitchen. "Just in time for a piece of blueberry pie," said Mrs. Zuckerman. "Look at my frog," said Avery, placing the frog on the drain board and holding out his hand for pie. "Take that thing out of here," said Mrs. Zuckerman. "He's hot," said Fern. "He's almost dead, that frog." "He is not," said Avery. "He lets me scratch him between the eyes." The frog jumped and landed in Mrs. Zuckerman's dishpan full of soapy water. "You're getting your pie on you," said Fern. "Can I look for eggs in the hen house, Aunt Edith? Run outdoors, both of you, and don't bother the hens." "It's getting all over everything," shouted Fern. "His pie is all over his front." "Come on, frog," cried Avery. He scooped up his frog. The frog kicked, splashing soapy water onto the blueberry pie. "Another crisis," groaned Fern.